Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, is thethirdingredient.com. That's with the number three. John Stanton is our guest, our good friend, longtime member of, original founding member of our Brain Trust, professor of food marketing at St. John's University. He's a member of the Euro Retail Academy Hall of Fame. My friends, and you know, they are loath to let an American be in that one. I can tell you that right now. So he must have done something really good. They're so xenophobic about that over there. The fact that how'd you slip in there, John? What happened?
Yeah, I was the only American willing to show up to the meetings. They thought this guy is brave.
They gave you the Courage Award. So, John,
you've been
teaching at the college level for what, 8,900 years, something like that. How long have you been teaching?
Very close to that, right?
Yeah. So, how are you finding your student body today coming through your classes compared to 10 years ago, 30 years ago, 50 years ago?
Totally different. And I have to say, not on the positive side. I'll tell you just a quick story. I write an article in Food Processing Magazine every month. Mm-hmm. I had nothing to write. I just, you know, I went blank and I said, oh my, I got to write something. So I write about how the millennials and the Gen Z people mm-hmm. are going to affect, or how they're going to be your new employees.
Oh, yeah.
Not just your new customers, but your mm-hmm. new employees. And it ends up that I got more comments on that article than any one I've ever written. Hmm. You know, everyone was saying, yeah, you know, this happened, that happened. Here's what we have to deal with. And by the way, there's no question in my mind, when these people grow up and they become adults, they're going to be great contributors to our economy and our world, etc.
And John, let me say something in there too. I always say this because when I'm critical of millennials and Z's, it's with a great love that I do it, with great care for them, because I always say in the beginning, and I mean this with all my heart, they're probably the best humans we've ever raised in terms of being a human being.
Yeah.
They're probably the best people we've ever raised. They just need to learn a couple of things that they seem to have a problem acquiring. Go ahead now with what you were going to say.
Oh, I agree with what you just said 100%. The dilemma they've had is not those kids, it's their parents. And we've had two different types of parents. We've had helicopter parents who hover over these kids,
right,
and they feel that their job is to remove any obstacles in their life.
No, don't let them play. Make sure they have play dates.
Oh, we could spend the rest of the hour just talking about all these things.
Yeah.
And now what we have, we call them lawnmower parents. They're just, you know, cutting the everything away in front of them. You know, they're just walking down the path of life. Growth path, absolutely. Now, what that has done is they have no expectation of anything bothering them, or they mm-hmm. have a problem, or they expect you to basically do everything for them.
Well, it's also why they get their feelings hurt just from words. Somebody says something they don't like, you know, they have to go into a little closet or something and protect themselves.
Oh. Absolutely, and I spend a lot of time, because in business, obviously, making presentations is a major part of life, and I'm pretty critical, mm-hmm. and I get these people just, first of all, in tears, but second of all, arguing with me.
Wow.
You know, and you're saying, look, why do you think I'm doing this? And you're going to have to do this in the future, and I know I'm doing the right thing, because I have many, many students come back and said, mm-hmm. I wanted to tell you, I'm so sorry, you know, for complaining about that. I'm like the best speaker now in our company, and they always want me to make the, I know I'm doing the right thing.
Right.
They don't know, Jim, the concept of etiquette.
Yeah.
Because everything that they wanted to do, they did.
Mm-hmm. They honest to God, when they're being rude, they honestly don't know they're being rude.
That is 100% true.
And if when you call them out on it, if they actually think you're right, it hurts their feelings. It breaks their heart that they were actually rude a lot of times, if they actually admit it. Sometimes they won't admit it. But no, they're when they're rude, they don't realize they're being rude.
That is because no one has insisted. I'm going to give you something silly. I would say very few of the students of this Gen Z actually come to the dining room table and eat dinner regularly with their parents.
No, this is family food. Dinner is really a thing of the past in way too many families, I'm afraid.
Yeah, you know, I hosted a whole conference on the value of the family meal and what it means. And, you know, I had major physicians, pediatricians talking about it. I had a psychologist. I had the whole big thing because it also has hurt the food industry.
Mm-hmm. The grocery industry.
But part of it is this. Honey, what would you like for dinner tonight? What would you like for dinner tonight? And they all get the same thing. My father was raised on a farm. My mother was very poor. At my 18 years of living at home, not one time did she ever say to me, "What would you like for dinner,
sweetheart, baby boy? What would you like me to put on your plate today to make your life perfect?" Hold on to that thought, folks. When we say these things, we say it in trying to prepare you for a cruel, hard world that you're going to be facing that doesn't even care about your existence, let alone whether you're successful. Quick break. 10-10 service.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.